This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Number 6, hide your good deeds as much as possible. We should strive to keep our deeds between us and Allah Ta'ala. Yes, we will always do deeds that other people will see. But if it's possible to do it more discreetly, that's the path to sincerity, inshallah. This will keep your heart pure and prevent shaitan from whispering and inspiring you to want to show off. The only time we should intentionally do deeds publicly is if we're trying to inspire others to do good as well. Hiding our deeds is a beautiful practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, to give charity publicly is good, but to give to the poor privately is better for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will shade 7 types of people on the Day of Judgment, the day where there's no shade but Allah's shade. May Allah make us from them. 2 of those people he mentioned were a person who gives charity and kept it so secretly to the extent that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand gave. And another is a person that remembers Allah privately until their eyes are filled with tears. Salama bin Dinar said something very profound. He said, hide your good deeds from people just like you hide your evil deeds from people. Number 7, avoid boastfulness and be grateful. Don't ever boast about your good deeds and don't keep thinking about them or talking about them with others. We shouldn't say things like, oh, I performed Hajj 3 times and went on a VIP package, or I'm so tired because I prayed Qiyam last night and I didn't sleep. Do good deeds and forget about it. Never consider that your good deeds are so great. Rather, understand that these actions are solely due to Allah's favor upon you. Always remind yourself that this is from Allah. It was a gift, a blessing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated for you. So be grateful to Allah for that opportunity and keep going. Number 8, don't seek praise. Never seek reward or thanks from people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Insan, the abrar, the righteous, and the reward and the pleasures that they'll experience in Jannah. And then he describes who they are. One of their characteristics is وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they give food, despite their desire for it, out of their love for Allah, to the needy, the orphan, and the captive. Why do they do that? What do they expect and want? Do they want thanks and praise from people? Allah says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We have no intention of receiving neither a reward from you or thanks. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what He has prepared for these sincere people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. Allahumma ameen. These are some of my favorite ayat. Please take a few moments to read through these ayat in Surah Al-Insan, Surah number 76, from the beginning until the 22nd ayah. And inshallah, you'll find so much inspiration. Always ask yourself, is what I'm doing really for the sake of Allah, or is it for praise and likes and the attention of people?